McCarthy, Maxine Waters believes there's value in violence. Censure could result in loss of financial services chairmanship. By Jeff Poor on April 19, 2021. Monday on FNC's Fox News Primetime, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, argued Representative Maxine Waters. DCA, remarks warranted a censure vote because he said his California colleagues see value in violence. McCarthy said should enough congressional Democrats be wooed in favor of censure, Waters could lose her post as the House Financial Services Committee chairwoman. I believe it rises to that level because Maxine Waters believes there's value in violence, he said. This isn't the first time she's done something like this. Remember what she said for in the past administration? For people to get in their faces, to challenge everyone. And now, what she has said has even put doubt into a jury. You had a judge announce that it was wrong. I think this takes action, especially when she has a pattern of this behavior, McCarthy continued. To have censure simply takes the majority of the House. But what could happen if this was to pass because of the Democrats' rules? She would lose her chairmanship of the financial services. So maybe then she would learn once, and for all, there is no value in violence. McCarthy said he believed there were some Democrats that would like to vote for the censure resolution, but it depended on pressure from within the caucus. I know there's probably 10 to 15 who would love to vote that way, McCarthy added. It will all come down to the pressure of what Democrats will put on them to just try to vote to table it. Not even to have the discussion. And if they hold together, then they're going to own what not only Maxine Waters has been saying, but what Laib and the others about removing police officers and others. This has gone on too far and for too long. It's time to say what is right and what is wrong, and everybody knows her action was wrong then and her action was wrong before when she called for violence. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.